Voice of Indonesia. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto announced that the government intensifying the implementation of standard operating procedures for the free nutritious meal program, aiming to achieve zero incidents, speaking to over 400 global CEOs at the Forbes Global CEO Conference 2025 in Jakarta on Wednesday evening, October 15, 2025. President Prabowo outlined the preventative steps, including tightening up the supervisions and SOPs, as well as purchasing and modern equipment for the sterilization of water and the meal containers used. On the opening day of Trade Expo Indonesia 2025 held Wednesday, October 15, 2025 in Tangerang, Indonesia's business signed 131 memorandums of understanding worth $9.98 billion with international buyers. Trade Minister Budi Santosa made the statement on Wednesday, October 15, 2025, as quoted, "The majority of MOUs were signed for products such as coal, blue energy, investment, gold, biodiesel, and furniture, reflecting strong global demand for Indonesian commodities and manufactured goods." He emphasized that Indonesia's trade representative in accredited countries have played a significant role in facilitating business matchmaking between Indonesian procedures, including MSMEs and international buyers. These efforts have translated into concrete business agreements, as seen in the volume of MOUs signed during the expo's opening day. And that was the news.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Listener, today's music honor presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota or Poem of the City on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudy Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
What is food?
Food is life.
Food is memory, roots, land,
and the knowledge of our ancestors.
The wisdom passed down with every harvest.
Food is innovation.
Food is caring.
It's connections. It's culture.
It's the way we nurture each other.
Food is a right,
not a privilege.
Everyone deserves safe, nutritious food.
Food is our future on the plate.
80 years ago, the world set out to end hunger and malnutrition.
80 years ago, the world made a promise to grow, share, feed communities, and live better through food.
But today, hunger persists in spite of the best efforts of farmers,
women and men, youth,
indigenous peoples,
who work with courage and care.
This World Food Day, let's walk forward,
hand in hand,
honoring traditions,
cultivating new ideas,
engaging in innovation,
feeding communities,
transforming how we grow,
nurturing and harvesting a better future,
to leave no one behind.
Every action, big or small, brings us closer to a better life.
We each have a role to play.
When we join together across borders, cultures, and generations,
we are part of the solution.
The future of food
belongs to all of us.
Hand in hand for better foods
and a better future for everyone.
Dear listener, welcome back to another special episode of VOI Talk. And as you know and watch the videos previously, the world is calling for global collaboration in creating a peaceful, sustainable, prosperous, and a food secure future. What about Indonesia's contribution, especially for the better foods and the better future? And how does it attain food sovereignty and food self-sufficiency? And also, let's find out more today in VOI Talk with the head of Food Science and Technology Department at IPB University in Bogor, West Java, Professor Dr. Eko Hari Purnomo. Welcome to VOI Talk, Professor Eko. Thank you for joining us. Okay, so without any further ado, I would like to ask you about today with the theme of the World Food Day that carries out the hand-in-hand for better foods and a better future. And how do you see this as the theme?
Thank you very much and a very good morning, everyone. The theme of the World Food Day this year, I think it has a very deep meaning, I would consider, because it says hand-in-hand for better food and a better future. And I think if we look at this theme, we see that there is a keyword hand-in-hand, because actually a food issue is not an isolated issue. When we have problem with food in one country, that will also create problem in other countries, because we know that our globalized world is more interconnected. So that's one point. The second point is also we see there is better food and a better future. And I think that's underlined the very important meaning that we have almost no better food without, we don't have a better future without better food. So food is indeed a right of everyone. So with that, I would say that, this is a very deep meaning of the theme. And I think when we are talking about better food, it's not only meaning that it has better quality, but it also means that the food should also has a better safety for everyone, should also provide better nutrient for human being. And we also have to make sure, we need to make sure that food is sustainably available for everyone. Yeah. And yeah, of course, better access for everyone to the food.
Okay. So in your view, do you think that Indonesia can contribute to realize the food secure future?
Yeah, I think Indonesia is one of the biggest countries, and we are one of the big producers of food in the world. And as part of the international community, I think we play a significant role to make sure that food is available for everyone, not only in Indonesia, because as I mentioned before, that our globalized world is more and more interconnected. So our ability to provide food, not only to our people, will also affect the food availability to other people in the other part of the world. Yeah. And when we are talking about food, it's not only talking about availability, but also safety. And food safety issue is also something that's interconnected between nations. Yeah. Because we understand that food that we consume, food that available in our table, probably come from different parts of the world. So if there is food safety issue in other parts of the world, that might also affect the food safety that we consume for our family. So, yes.
Okay, and as you know, for listener, food security is one of the 8 visions of the Indonesian government known program as Asta Cita. So food self-sufficiency itself is mentioned as one of the priorities. As we know, we human beings need to eat food. And how do you see that the government's commitment, especially after President Prabowo Subianto declared Indonesia's rice self-sufficiency and now holds its highest ever food reserves?
Yeah, I think it's one of the great achievements that the government achieved this year, and I think we should be proud of that as well. But I think we need also to think not only, let's say, having rice self-sufficiency, because the need for food is not only rice, right? We consume different type of food every day. So that's one point. Rice is not the only thing that we need to provide to our people. We also need to provide other type of food for our people. The second thing is that providing sufficient food is indeed important, but do not forget that when we are talking about food security, for example, it's not only a matter of providing or having or producing enough food, but we also need to make sure that the food available for our people are safe. Yeah, we also need to make sure that everyone in Indonesia has access to food. And if, when we are talking about access, it's not only physical access to food, but also economical and social access to food. Yeah, and it's also important to make sure that food is available all the year long, right? It's not only available in a certain month and not available in the other months. So we need to make sure the stability of food being available to all the people. And so I think that's also important to emphasize here. It's not only about availability, it's also accessibility, safety, and of course the quality.
We just speak about the government and Indonesia's priority in securing food efficiency, but what about IPB's university contribution? As we know, you come from IPB yourself, and the innovation to help to strengthen the national food security. Is there any plans from the campus that will help the Indonesian food security, especially in this World Food Day?
Yeah, as you know, IPB itself stands for Institut Pertanian Bogor, which means actually Bogor Agricultural University. And you know that agriculture is really closely related to food, because most of the agricultural product is being used for food, right? And of course, we are working a lot to make sure that food is being available, produced sufficiently. And that's why IPB is providing innovation on helping farmers to produce more food for the people. But I think, again, the point here is not only producing enough, but we also understand there are a quite big portion of food being produced is actually being lost and waste, right? So we see that food loss and waste is quite high. So there is also effort in our university on how to reduce this food loss and waste. And one of the things that we, one of the innovation probably that we are working right now is to introduce what we call the physical preservation of food. Because we know that probably if when you heard the word of preservation, probably you think of chemical being used to preserve food, right? But by introducing physical preservation, basically we are eliminating possible chemical contamination to food. And probably one of the traditional physical preservation used for already long time is thermal treatment. Yeah, but then we also start to realize that this thermal treatment might also affect the quality of product. So now we are also working on the non-thermal preservation technologies, which actually aiming to preserve food without so much affecting the quality and compromising the quality of food product. So I think that's one of the example of contribution from IPB University.
Okay, that is really interesting, for listener, because there are many things to contribute, especially in this World Food Day. And the most important thing is the cross-generation, because securing food is not only just for the older or the senior people, but also the young generation itself can also help and gather some ideas to secure food. So how do you see the active role of Indonesian young generation in especially this moment?
Yeah, I think one of the problem with our food security is because we consume too much rice, right? And I think what I see as a good sign is that the young generation seems to diversify their diet. They are not only eating rice, but they also consume different type of food product. And I think that will contribute to the food security in Indonesia. And if I look and the interest of the youth to food technology, for example, because I'm from the food science and technology department, I think the interest is very high. We are one of the study program that is very competitive, and the interest or the selectivity of the student interested in choosing food technology as the study program is very high. Yeah? But I also have to admit that probably the interest of the youth toward the on-farm or the primary production of food is, I think, getting less and less. And that's probably the homework that we need to pay attention.
Okay, that is really amazing. And so, talking about this young generation again, I would like to ask, any special events to celebrate the World Food Day held by IPB University, as you know right now?
Yeah, so this 16th of October is the World Food Day. And of course, to celebrate that World Food Day on the 19th of October, the Food Technology Student Association, they will have World Food Day in Bogor, in the city of Bogor. And this event will be, let's say, conducted in cooperation with the city of Bogor. So I would like to invite actually everyone to join the activity that will be in Alun-Alun Bogor, 19th of October, and there will be so many interesting activities to join in.
Okay, so for the final question, I would like to ask you, is there any ideas that you want to share, especially to help to celebrate the food day and also securing the food stability in Indonesia? Is there any specific ideas or maybe some hopes that you want to give to our listener right now?
Yeah, probably I would like to invite everyone of us to consume more diverse food consume as we need, yeah, not as we want, right? So because consuming more doesn't mean that we are more healthy. Yeah, so I think that's the point I would like to say.
Okay, thank you so much for your insight, Professor Echo, for joining us also in today's special episode of VOI Talk. And hopefully, for listener, the Indonesian government, academians, and also the young generation and all communities of Indonesia can have a stable food security, especially in Indonesia, to celebrate this day in special food day in Food Day 2025. And thank you so much for listening, for accompanying me in this special episode of VOI Talk. I'll see you again, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia. VOI.
Yeah.
is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Pasuman Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the past experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fern forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish.
Cari-cari di dunia maya, ku pandang profilnya, ku baca statusnya, ingin aku mengenalnya. Aku berhasil jadi temannya, walau sebatas sosial media. Aku terbawa imaji tentangnya, citra yang dibuatnya. Aku merasa jatuh cinta padanya, meski tak pernah berjumpa. Ingin rasanya memiliki dirinya dalam dunia nyata. Sebutnya selamanya. Tubi-tubi komentar di timeline-nya, aku tak suka balas aku jadinya. Aku cemburu terbakar hatiku, hilang sudah logika. Ingin rasanya
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on viewernews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Jantung berdebar-debar, rasanya tak menentu. Hati bergetar-getar, menanti kamu di sini. Setiap
Is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as compound parrot, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Kempal Parrot is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempal Parrot, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempal as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempal comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Parrot is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked, Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gumball pleurot is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of ice gumball pleurot, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?